Chapter 9. Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day, the 14th of February, is dedicated to people in love. On the 14th of February, sweethearts celebrate Valentine's Day with cards and presents. Cards can be funny, romantic, or poetic. Presents can be a box of chocolates, flowers, or jewelry. When and where did this festivity start? The custom of celebrating Valentine's Day probably began with the Roman festival of Lupercalia on the 15th of February. During Lupercalia, there were games and dancing. Every young man took the name of a young lady from an urn. The lady was the young man's sweetheart for 1 year. With the beginning of Christianity, pagan customs were not permitted, but the festival continued. In the 7th century, this festival was called St. Valentine's Day. The origin of the name is still a mystery. Some historians say that the festival took its name from a Christian martyr named Valentine. He died on the 14th of February in the year 270. Others say Valentine was put in prison by Emperor Claudius because he secretly married young couples. The emperor did not like these secret marriages. Some say that Valentine comes from the French word galatin, a gallant or beau. A legend says that birds begin to mate on the 14th of February. The Roman conquerors brought the celebration to England. In England, the pagan and Christian customs combined to form the Valentine festivity. The Valentine tradition was popular in Shakespeare's time. Shakespeare's characters, Romeo and Juliet, are the eternal symbol of love. In the play Hamlet, Ophelia sang this song.
Tomorrow is St. Valentine's Day, all in the morning betime, and I am made at your window to be your Valentine.
In 17th century London, sweethearts exchanged presents on the 14th of February. The English settlers took this romantic tradition to the New World. Some settlers made beautiful Valentine's cards by hand. They painted butterflies, flowers, cupids, and hearts on the cards, and then wrote original verses. In the 1800s, few people had time to make Valentine's cards. American manufacturers printed millions of romantic cards. The most popular cards had moving parts, windows that opened and showed a romantic poem, and little birds that seemed to fly. After the romantic Valentine, the comic Valentine became popular. It had funny cartoons or grotesque pictures with comic messages. Today, there are all types of Valentine's cards. Romantic, poetic, comic, grotesque, artistic, and handmade. In 1947, the town of Loveland in Colorado, USA, became Cupid's residence. In Loveland, something very unusual happens about 2 weeks before Valentine's Day. The Loveland Post Office receives more than 300,000 Valentine's cards from all over the world. The Loveland Post Office cancels these cards with the Loveland, Colorado cancellation. A picture of Cupid and romantic verses are stamped on the envelope. Then the Valentine's cards are sent to the addressee. These are two examples of the Loveland verses. Across the land we send hugs and kisses. From the sweetheart city come Valentine wishes. Hope this special day will make you smile, and the love sent from Loveland will shorten each mile. If you want to use this unusual Valentine's service, write to the following address for more information. Ms. Julie Farnham, Visitors Center, Valentine's Cards, 5400 Stone Creek Circle, Suite 100, Loveland, Colorado, 80538, USA. Telephone 001-880-258-1278. In Great Britain, it is customary to send an anonymous Valentine's card or present to the person you like or love. The person must guess who wrote it. Today, in the United States, Valentine's Day has a bigger meaning. On this day, you can send a card or a present to a parent, grandparent, relative, or a friend. Valentine's Day is an occasion to express love or affection to anyone. In elementary school, American boys and girls write cards to their favorite classmates. Then they put them into a big box in the school hall. In the afternoon, there is a Valentine's Day party. The teacher takes the cards out of the box and gives them to the children. This is always an exciting moment. Children like counting their cards. Most children sign their Valentine's card, but some remain anonymous or write, "From a secret admirer." In American high schools and universities, there is a Sweethearts Ball on the evening of the 14th of February. For the Sweethearts Ball, the hall is decorated with red hearts and cupids. Some people have parties at home to celebrate this day dedicated to love. In the USA, the top of the Empire State Building in New York City is illuminated with red lights to celebrate Valentine's Day.